Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and I'm going to talk to you today for about 5 minutes about one of my favorite topics. And the topic is the optimal state for doing really hard work, for taking on a task that requires your very best thinking. You may have heard NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, is a state-based model of performance. And what that means is that what you do, what you perceive, what you're able to think depends on the state of your mind, your attitude, your emotions, and the state of your body. And your emotions are in your body, but there's also just the physiology of where you are and how hard your body has to work to keep you there. Now, the way our human equipment functions, we are all of one piece. Our minds always know what our bodies are doing, at least on the outside. Our bodies know what our minds are doing. It's a loop, and it happens through the brain and through the neurology and through the equipment. It's not optional. You can't opt out. And so when you have a really important task that requires movement, sometimes you have to be ready to move. And what does that mean? It means taking a break from staring at your computer screen, stretching physically, going for a walk, beginning to breathe. And breathing properly requires a certain posture. It means pulling your shoulders back, opening up your chest and letting your breath go all the way down to your diaphragm and fill that chest cavity so that you have lots and lots of oxygen circulating. This isn't good for weaklings. It's not good for people who want a distraction. It's not good just for athletes. It's good for every human brain-body system. And so my challenge to you is, when you look at your work day, how are you creating opportunities to be in your peak performance state? If you have an important meeting, if you have an important problem to solve, how are you creating the state in which your equipment works best, the equipment in which you have the best perceptions? You're going to notice, you're going to have the best situational awareness, you're going to have the best grounding and balance, and you're going to have the best ability to choose your direction. And it's going to come from that state that you would need if you were an athlete doing a complicated competition. Now, I bet you can't imagine an Olympic athlete moments before he or she competes sending two or three last emails and looking around to talk to one more person about that other thing. No, athletes take the time to get into the zone. And what that means is creating space around them and movement in their body. You usually see them pacing. You can see them breathing. You can see them allowing their conscious mind to just focus on one thing. Now, your meeting, your project is probably more complicated than many of the tasks those athletes are preparing to do. And they deserve your best. Your work deserves your best. You can't afford to be over-muscling, to have energy in your brain and body devoted to keeping you cramped, to keeping you stressed. You can't afford to work with too little oxygen. And so when you really need your best self, you have to act like a best self and give yourself that moment that gives people their big ahas. And that moment is likely to come when you step away from your computer, you take just a little bit of a walk, your body needs to move, you feel your muscles loosening up, you feel your breath coming back. Maybe you see somebody and laugh. And in those simple moments of release, your brain consolidates all that you have been thinking about and is likely to present you with the answer you want. You really need to do your best. You really need to practice being relaxed and ready.